From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Irigania. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi announced today the new interim chancellor for Missouri University of Science and Technology. Dr. Christopher Maples will serve as the interim chancellor for a year while a national search for a permanent chancellor begins this fall. Dr. Maples previously served as president of the Oregon Institute of Technology, and John Fougere, chief communications officer for the UM system, says that experience lends well to the position.
Missouri S&T is one of the leading institutes across the country of higher education that specializes in the technical sciences like engineering. So Dr. Maples is a perfect fit to be the interim chancellor to lead Missouri S&T during this period of transition.
Current Chancellor Cheryl Schrader accepted the position of president of Wright State University in Ohio. Dr. Maples will not be considered as a candidate for the permanent chancellor. Missouri's Secretary of State is aiming to strengthen protection for participants in the state's Safe at Home program. Currently, several hundred victims of domestic violence and other crimes utilize the program, allowing them to list the Secretary of State's office as their legal address. In January, a judge ordered a woman to reveal her address during a divorce case, saying the application didn't have a required sworn statement. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says this is an opportunity to make legislative changes to alter the legal language, making it clear the Secretary of State's office can intervene on behalf of the victim.
We're not going to make these changes and then stop. This is something where we are going to periodically be looking at it to say what can be done better in this program. This is where government ought to operate. It's protecting those people that have no power, vulnerable individuals with no voice.
Ashcroft hopes to see the changes passed by the end of the legislative session on May 12th. He also added that they plan to take the court case to the appellate level. In the meantime, the Safe at Home application process has been updated to include a sworn statement from all participants. Columbia implemented a prescription drug monitoring program earlier this week. The program establishes a database to track drugs like opioids and narcotics. It's also designed to reduce, quote, doctor shopping. Under the new system, pharmacies are required to track who picks up prescriptions and how often they're filled. A spokesperson for the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services says it's important to have a prescription drug monitoring program because Missouri is the only state without one. Boone County voted last week to also implement a prescription drug monitoring program, which will go into effect July 1st. The University of Missouri announced policy changes yesterday that will have an effect on campus protests. KBIA's Blake Terrence has more.
The Ad Hoc Committee on Protest, Public Spaces, Free Speech, and the Press drafted new policies regulating demonstrations on campus. This committee was established after the protests on campus in the fall of 2015 and is made up of a wide range of faculty. Committee Chair Bob Jerry says the most significant change is an establishment of all outdoor venues on campus as public forums. Legislation establishing this as law passed in 2015. Still, Jerry says that implementing this as an MU-specific policy was key.
I think the protection of these core values, the affirmation of these core values, I think is the most important thing this policy, this set of policies do.
Jerry says that in addition to establishing new regulations, the committee also worked to reaffirm and clarify old policies. Most notably, the ban on camping anywhere on campus grounds without express permission from university officials. The new and amended policies will go into effect June 1st. Blake Terrence, KBIA News.
The new policies will also allow for chalking as a way to express thoughts and ideas. Abby Avriganya, KBIA News, Columbia.